Good morning, brothers and sisters. I thank God for his help, and he gave me strength to stand before you. And also I thank Pastor Sammy, who gave privilege me to preach word of God. We are living in a pandemic situation. The world is going through difficult situation. Church is also going through it. Maybe you and your family members, beloved brothers, are going to through this difficult situation. I know one pastor who died because of corona. His beloved wife lost her beloved husband. Children lost their caring father. Church lost their shepherd. Maybe you are going through a difficult situation. They are so depressed because of that one. But you need courage in that situation when you are going through painful situation. Christian life is not always sweet. But also it is painful. This sermon will be very comfortable to you, to those who are going to difficult situation. This sermon will help us to know who is our courage, who is the author of every trials in our life. This sermon really encourage you, brothers and sisters, if you are going through difficult situation, whether it is sickness, whether it is family problems, whether it is social problems. This sermon will answer you where you can get courage. Open your Bible, Mark Gospel. Gospel according to Mark, chapter 6, verse 45 to 52. Gospel according to Mark, chapter 6, verse 45 to 52. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to other side to Bethsaida. While he himself was sending the crowd away, after bidding them farewell, he leapt for the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. Seeing them straining at oars, for the wind was against them, at about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea, and he intended to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed that it was a ghost, and cried out. For they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke with them and said to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Verse 51. Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind stopped, and they were utterly astonished. For they had not gained any insight from the incident of loaves, but their heart was hardened. Theme of this passage is, the Lord of creation is our courage. The Lord of creation is our courage. Look at verse 48 says, he came to them walking on the sea. Verse 49, when they saw him walking on the sea. Verse 51 says, look at that. Then he got into the boat with them and the wind stopped. They were utterly astonished. See, it is talking about Jesus is Lord of creation. We know that Mark chapter 4 verse 39 says, and he got up and rebuked the wind, said to the sea, "Hush, be still." And the wind died down and it became perfectly calm. So Jesus is Lord of creation. But at the same time, he is our courage. Look at verse 50 says, "But immediately he spoke with them, said to them, 'Take courage. It is I, do not be afraid.'" So theme of this passage is Lord of creation is our courage. Lord of creation is our courage. Three divine ministries of Jesus that produces courage in trials. Three divine ministries of Jesus that produce courage in trials. The first divine ministry of Jesus that produce courage in us, that is allowing his disciples into the trials. Allowing his disciples into the trials. Look at verse 45 says, "Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to other side to Bethsaida, while he himself was sending crowd away." Jesus made his disciple to go before him. Actual meaning of this "made" means he is forcing. Jesus forced his disciple to go ahead of him. We know that. What happened to them in their journey? We have read. My question is that, does Jesus know about what will happen if they go before him? Does Jesus know what will happen to them if they go before head of him? Yes? Yes. If he knows all things, as Peter said in John Gospel, if he knows hearts of the people, hearts of the scribes and Pharisees, if he knows the death of Lazarus, his friend, he is all-knowing God. He is omniscient. Definitely, he knows what will happen to them when they go before head of him. So that means Jesus will intended, willingly sending them into the trials. Actually, we think that, what we think? The Satan, devil, is the source of all trials in our life. But actually, scripture is not supporting that. The scripture is saying that Jesus himself forced his disciple into the trials, even though he knows what will happen to them. Definitely he knows. We can say that Jesus intentionally sent them, forced them, allowed them to suffer in middle of the sea. Why did Jesus allow in trials? Actually, many things that why he is allowing us in trials. Why he is sending us into the trials. But Jesus has great purpose. Even though we don't know why he is sending trials in our life, but he has great purpose, brothers and sisters. We have to know that. We have to think that Jesus has great purpose. For example, he allowed his disciples. Sometimes he allows his disciples, his church, through trials because to discipline them. We know that Hebrews chapter 12 verse 5 says, "You have forgotten exhortation which is addressed to you as sons. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives." Sometimes God allows you in the trials because for purpose of disciplining you. Because you are not living holy life, so he will send trials. Not only that, sometimes he allows his disciples into the trials because they should become perfect and blameless. They should become strong so that they may know Jesus more and more. When we are happy, we will forget Jesus. When we are going to difficult situation, that time we will know Jesus more and more. That's why Jesus is sending his disciples, sending us sometimes in our life for this great purpose. You know, James chapter 1 verse 4 says, let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. We have to endure in trials. The endurance produces what? We will become perfect. We will become blameless in front of Jesus. So that is the purpose Jesus has. Not only that, he allows his disciples sometimes into the trials to make them humble. Great example is Paul. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7 says, because of the surpassing greatness of revelation, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a throne in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. So, Jesus allowing us into the trials so that we may become humble. We may not boast in ourselves. Jesus has great purpose. But in this situation, Jesus sending them into the trials so that they may become great and they may become strong so that they may know Jesus more and more. See, not when we see this scripture, Jesus allowing his disciples into the trials, but he didn't sleep. He did not forget them, but what he is doing. Look at verse 46 says. Look at verse 46. After binding them farewell, he leapt for the mountain to pray. Jesus is praying for them. Sometimes Christian thinks that God is sleeping. Jesus is sleeping. Arey Baba, he sent us into trials. He is not taking care of me. But do you see here? Jesus, he forced disciples into the trials, but he went to pray. He is praying for his disciples. Because he knows that his disciples are weak. His disciples are very weak in their strength to live for God in trials. Remember, brothers and sisters, whenever God sends you into the trials, painful situation, he prays for you. He will pray for you. He did not leave you. He did not forget you. Psalm 121 says, verse 3 says, he will not allow your foot to slip. He will keep you, will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will not neither slumber or sleep. He cannot sleep. He will not sleep. Because he is praying for his disciples. Brothers and sisters, do not forget that Jesus, the Lord, is allowing you in trials. Even cold, fever, even mosquito will not bite you without his permission. Even one hair will not fall down on the down without his permission. He is allowing you go through the difficult situation. But he is praying so that we may have faith in that time. We may be sustained through his ministry. The second divine ministry of Jesus that produces courage in trials is displaying his power to his disciples in trials. Displaying his power to his disciples in trials. Look at verse 47 says, when it was evening, the boat was in the middle of the sea. He was alone on the land. Seeing them straining at oars, for the wind was against them, at about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea, and he intended to pass by them. When we read this scripture, when we read these words, Jesus is displaying his power. He is displaying his power to his disciples. He is showing who he is. Four ways that Jesus displays his power. Four ways that Jesus displays his power. The first way is by seeing their trials. By seeing their trials. Look at verse 47 says, when it was evening, the boat was in the middle of the sea. He was alone on the land, seeing them straining at the oars, for the wind was against them. Straining at the oars, meaning, is of those who at sea are struggling with headwind. That is the meaning. They are struggling with headwind. The boat tossed by waves. Matthew chapter 14, verse 24 says, but the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered. Battered means beaten by the waves, for the wind was contrary. The wind was opposite of them. They don't know when they will fall down. Brothers and sisters, see, they are working hard to save themselves. There is a chance the boat can broken and fall down into the sea. They can't swim, even though they know swim, because of the great waves. They are holding their life in half of their hand. That means they can lose their life in any time. They forgot that Jesus had sent them, but they are totally depending on themselves. They forgot Jesus. Why I am saying they forgot Jesus? When he was walking on the sea, they thought what? It was ghost. When Jesus is coming to them, they thought it was ghost. I think they forgot who sent them. So they are working themselves. They are working hard to save themselves. But even though they forgot, but the Lord of creation saw their trials of his disciples. Brothers and sisters, you may think that I am suffering a lot. Jesus, are you seeing or not? You can ask that question, no? Are you seeing? Are you sleeping? But scripture is saying that he is seeing. He saw his disciples' trials. He knows disciples' trials. He did not leave them. He knows that. He sees you because nothing can hide you from his eyes. He is all-knowing God. He knows how you are struggling. Each and every detail, he knows you. This is great comfort for us, no? If you know he is watching, if you know our Lord, creator of creation, he is watching us, definitely it will give you comfort in any situation. The second way that Jesus displays his power is by coming in his time. By coming in his time. Jesus will not come whenever you want. Jesus comes in his time. That is showing his power. He is displaying his power by coming in his time. Look at verse 48 says, seeing them straining at oars, for the wind was against them, at about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them. The fourth watch is the time between 3 and 6 a.m. Actually, he sent them in the evening. In the evening, he sent them. They are trying to save themselves. Maybe they are having this trouble at least 10 hours. If they went 6 o'clock evening, but he is coming morning 3 to 6. Minimum, they suffered 10 hours. He comes in his time. This is also displaying his sovereign power. Brothers and sisters, he knows when he should come in your trials. He knows how much you can bear. We are so depressed. We want immediate action from Jesus. We expect that Jesus come right now. See, 10 hours, they work hard. They feared. They're struggling with great waves. But he is coming in his time. That is also showing his power. Third way Jesus displays his power is by controlling creation. By controlling creation, he displays his power to to his disciples. Look at verse 48 says, at about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. He was walking on the sea. What kind of sea he was walking on? No one walk on the swimming pool. No can walk on the river. But he is walking on the sea which has stormy wind. He is controlling creation. He has that much power. So it will encourage us. See, one who saves us, one who is watching us, he has great power that he can control the creation, the great, terrible creation. We have to understand. He is displaying his powerful deity to his disciples. Are you understanding? When he sent you in the trials, he will display his power. You will know him more and more. That is the idea here. The fourth way Jesus displays his power is by proclaiming his name. By proclaiming his name. Look at remaining part of the verse 48. See, and he intended to pass by them. See what we will think. We are suffering. Disciples are suffering. He came anyways, but he has to come to us. But what he was doing there, he intended to pass by them. He is not coming to their disciples, he is passing. What is that idea? What does that mean? It is not so that they would fail to see him, in which case he would have stayed furthermore. He can stay in the land only. No need to come to them. But it is idea so that they would see, pass by, walking on the water, thus giving visible evidence of his deity. This action is answering. Jesus is answering the question they asked after still the sea in Mark chapter 4 verse 41. They said, who is he? So he is showing that. He is answering through his action. Brothers and sisters, we know Exodus chapter 33 verse 19 says, Yahweh said, I myself will make all my goodness pass before you, will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. Exodus chapter 33 verse 22 says, and it will come about while my glory is passing by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock, cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Exodus chapter 34 verse 6 says, the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth. Whenever Yahweh passes, he is proclaiming his name. The name refers to the nature. Jesus, Yahweh, is proclaiming his nature, displaying his nature to the disciples who are in trials. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is revealing his nature to you when you are in the trials. He will show his compassion. He will show his loving kindness. You will experience his goodness when you go through the trials only. When you are comfortable, when you have everything, when you are so happy, how you will know that God is good and compassionate? So this is the purpose. He is displaying his power to his disciple. The third divine ministry of Jesus that produces courage in trials is encouraging his disciples in trials. Encouraging his disciples in trials. Look at verse 50 says, but immediately he spoke with them, said to them, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. Verse 51, then he got into the boat with them and the wind stopped. They were utterly astonished. See, Jesus is encouraging his disciples. Look at verse 49 says, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed that it was a ghost. Cried out. They supposed that it was a ghost. Supposed means thought. They thought it was ghost. Actually, most of the Christians think that devil is the source of trials. But this is not only outside people, but church who are called Christians, they think that the all problems is coming because of devil and some ghost. But these disciples have this disease. They are also afraid. They know Jesus well. They have seen many miracles. They have to know, they should understand this is God, but they thought it was ghost. They are going to die because of waves of sea and the wind. Maybe they thought that Jesus doesn't this. They thought that this is ghost. That's why they are crying loud. They are going difficult situation. At the same time, ghost is coming. Actually, Jesus is coming, but they thought it was ghost. Matthew chapter 14, verse 26 says, this is the same story, parallel story. When disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, said, it is a ghost. And they cried out in fear. They were crying by seeing ghost. They thought, but Jesus is coming. Verse 50 says, for they all saw him, were terrified. They saw Jesus, they were terrified. This is not right fear. This is not, actually they are seeing Jesus, but thinking ghost, that is not right fear. If they see Jesus and his greatness, holiness, then fear comes, that is good fear. That is okay. But they are fearing for wrong reasons. They are afraid. So Jesus is encouraging them. Jesus is encouraging them in their trials. Three ways that he encourages his disciples. First way is by revealing who he is. Look at brothers and sisters. You have to think this verse. Verse 50. But immediately he spoke with them, said to them, take courage, it is I. He said, it is I. Look at the word, it is I. It has meaning, I am. He is revealing his deity, who he is. Do you know seven I am statement? I am the bread of the life. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the light of the world. I am the way and truth and life. And he said, I am the resurrection and life. I am true vine. Whenever he said, I am, he is declaring, he is explaining who he is. He is revealing himself. We know that John Gospel chapter 8 verse 58 says, John said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am. But some people say that, when does Jesus say he is God in this Bible? But he told many times. Whenever he says, I am, he is telling that he is Yahweh. He is Yahweh. He is I am who I am, exactly equal to the Yahweh. See Exodus chapter 3 verse 14. God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you. I am is the name of God. So Yahweh revealed his name to Moses. At the same time, the same person revealing his name. He is saying that I am. He is I am. Meaning of this, he never changed. He always I am. He is eternally faithful, even though people have changed. But He never changed. He always there. He is a covenant God who keeps His promise always. Brothers and sisters, here Jesus is saying, revealing who He is. He is equal to Yahweh. I think I can say that the same person who revealed to Moses, revealing himself on the walking on the sea. He is great I am. Who has authority of creation to control them? Yahweh has authority on them. But we can see here, Jesus is Yahweh. He is controlling creation. Let me give some proof. According to Old Testament, who can control creation? That is Yahweh only. We know Psalm 107 verse 24 says, they have seen the works of Yahweh and His wonders in the deep. 25 says, for He spoke and raised up a stormy wind which lifted up the waves of the sea. Who can control? Who can create stormy wind on the creation? That is Yahweh only. We have seen last sermon, book of Nahum, chapter 1 verse 4 says, He rebukes the sea, make it dry. He dries up all the rivers. See, Yahweh has this authority. But we are seeing clearly, Jesus is doing same thing as Yahweh is doing. That is saying, He is Yahweh. He is great I am. He is controlling sea and walking on the sea. No one can do except Yahweh. Even though you tell brothers and sisters, who He is He a normal person? Is He a normal prophet like Isaiah, Jeremiah? Is He less than God the Father? No, He is God Himself. He is Yahweh. He is Yahweh. He is absolutely equal with God the Father. If He is Yahweh, then He is the one who has authority over trials. Actually, Jesus is telling that whatever you are experiencing on the sea, that is because of Me. I am the author of these trials. Brothers and sisters, don't give glory to anybody else. Don't give glory to Satan, evil spirit, that trials are coming because of ghost. But it will come because of Jesus. Maybe it will be comfort, courage, if you know that one who loves us sent it in our life. He knows how much we can endure. He will help us to bear trials. For your trials are very difficult to bear, but the trial, the great painful situation under His feet, we have to understand. The second way that He encourages His disciple is by His word. Look at verse 50 says, but immediately He spoke with them, said to them, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. Here Jesus is encouraging them to be of good courage. He is commanding His disciples that they should be strong, firm in the face of danger, in adverse circumstances. He is commanding His disciples to be bold in difficult situation. He is not giving option. Maybe you have courage or not, but He is commanding. You should have courage. Because courage comes from Jesus. Jesus alone gives courage. The courage is having trust in Jesus. When you have doubt, when you will lose your courage, when you doubt God, when you distrust God, that time you will lose your courage. But Jesus is commanding to His disciples, take courage, have courage, good courage. We know that Matthew chapter 14, verse 28, Peter said to Him, Lord, if it is You, command me to come to You on the water. And he said, come. Peter got out of boat, walked on the water, and came to Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him, said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" See, why I am telling this verse, Peter was walking on the sea, like Jesus. Because he has courage, because he has faith, suddenly when he saw the waves of the sea, suddenly he went down. Then Jesus rebuked him, you have little faith. You don't have faith. So why? When we will discouraged, when we will go depression, because when we doubt God, when we have no faith in Jesus, but Jesus is commanding them, have courage, have faith in me. You know, I sent these trials, but you know my power, but take courage, do not afraid. He said, do not afraid. That means, the meaning is absolutely to be struck with fear, to be amazed with terror, especially feared by strange sights or occurrences. We can say that based on this meaning, disciples were struck with fear, they were seized with terror because they have seen strange things. They have seen strange things happening in their life. But Jesus is commanding them, do not be struck by seeing strange things, strange occurrences. Brothers and sisters, take trust in Jesus. Take courage. Don't afraid. Don't fear for strange things in your life which you have never seen. If you are seeing something which is strange in your life, so don't fear. That is the idea. That is the idea. I know it is very difficult to have courage in those situations, because I went through. But that time we have to pray, Lord, I am losing my faith. Lord, I am losing my courage in this situation. Please help me to have that courage. Please help me to have the trust, even though I am going to this painful situation. We have to ask. We have to pray, because we don't have that courage. The courage comes from Jesus. God may help you to pray in that situation. You meditate his comfortable words in scripture. Refer scriptures which will comfort you in those times. And listen good songs which will comfort you when you are going that situation. The third way that he encourages his disciples is by his miracle. By his miracle. Look at verse 51 says, then he got into the boat with them. The wind stopped. He is with them. Jesus is with them. He has a nature that is being his with disciples. He never leaves his disciples. He is so faithful. He is so caring and loving. He never leaves us. But he is sending trials in our life to train us, to make holy and holy, to make perfect, blameless. That is okay. But in that time, he will care. He will come. He will see your trials. He has done great miracle. What happened? Wind stopped. They are afraid because of waves and wind, because of they thought it is ghost. But suddenly, Jesus has changed their life. Changed their life. Look at the Mark Gospel chapter 4, verse 39 says, he got up and rebuked the wind, said to the sea, hush, be still. The wind died down and it became perfectly calm. He is commanding wind. They are like dogs. If master says, stop, they will stop. Jesus is the boss of creation. If he says something to creation, they should listen. because he is the Lord of creation. So he marvelously, he has done miracle in their life. So that is encouraging for disciples. So what happened after that? Look at, so disciples were astonished. Utterly astonished. Look at verse 51 says, they were utterly astonished. Meaning of this word is to lose one's mind. Go out of one's mind. This is a human reaction to the God's self-revelation. Whenever man sees the God's revelation, he will go out of his mind. Whenever man sees the greatness of God, greatness of Jesus, he will go out of his mind. That is called astonished. That is called amazed. We have to understand. They were astonished because Jesus has changed their life. That terrible situation. Mark chapter 4, verse 41 says, they became very much afraid, said to one another, who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? They were so amazed, astonished. The Mark is the author. If you read book of Mark, Gospel of Mark, you will see 16 times like this word, amazed or astonished. For example, Mark chapter 6 verse 2, the many listeners were astonished. When we see Mark Gospel chapter 7 verse 37 says, they were utterly astonished, saying, he has done all things well. He makes even the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. People were astonished because of his teaching. People were astonished because of his greatness, because of his work. The Mark wants us to be astonished by the greatness of Jesus. That is the intention the author Mark has. When you see the Jesus, his work, his love, his greatness, you should astonish. You should worship. You should give honor to him. Matthew chapter 14, verse 33 says that those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, you are certainly God's son. Jesus is the Son of God. So they worship Jesus in that situation. So when you see Jesus as a powerful creator, Jesus is Son of God, you have to astonish and you have to worship. You should worship him. That is mandatory. That is compulsory in our life. If you see Jesus is great in your life. But he wrote that. Mark wrote that. See, verse 52. Their heart were hardened. Their heart were hardened. Why Jesus sent them in trials? Why Jesus displayed his power? Why Jesus is encouraging? Because their heart was hardened. Even though they have seen miracle of bread. Jesus feeded many people. They have seen that miracle, but their heart was hardened. They are not trusting Jesus. They are not having full confidence in Jesus. Because of that, Jesus sent them into the trials. To open their mind. To increase faith in him, in them, in his disciples. Brothers and sisters, worship him when you are disciple of Lord of creation. You should meditate on his attributes of Jesus. You must astonish whenever you see Jesus' greatness, Jesus' work, Jesus' teaching. You have to astonish. Mark wants that. Everyone in this hall should astonish at Jesus' miracle, Jesus' greatness. Octavius Winslow, who was a pastor of 1850s in England, he wrote encouraging words to encourage the disciples. I am reading for you. Lean hard. He knows your burden. Lord shaped it. He poised it in his own hand. Even though he laid it on, he shall be near. If you lean on him, this burden shall be Lord's, not yours. Do not fear to impose it on shoulder which upholds the government of the world. Yet closer come, you are not near enough. He would embrace your burden. You love Lord, he knows. Doubt not in your terrible situation. But loving the Lord, lean hard. God may help us to have courage in terrible situation, in our trials. God may encourage you in your trials. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so weak. Lord, we are not strong. Lord, help us to have courage in our trials. Lord, help these dear brothers and sisters as they are going through difficult situation. They may remember who you are. Lord, help them to have courage. Lord, help us to follow you, to love you more and more. Especially we are praying, Lord, whatever situation we have. Lord, whatever situation we are going through, help us to love Jesus, trust Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.